This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Yet another twist today in the trial of Washington-area sniper suspect John Allen Mohammed. This morning, Judge Leroy Millette told jurors that Mohammed will no longer be representing himself and that his defense team was back on the case. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The announcement came after a half-hour-long conference at the bench this morning. When jurors filed into courtroom 10, Millette told them that Mohammed believes it is in his best interest that he no longer represent himself. He said Mohammed's defense attorneys will once again be representing him and will for the balance of the trial. And just like that, what had been an at times bizarre spectacle of Mohammed questioning victims of shootings he's been accused of orchestrating was over. No reason was given for Mohammed's change of mind, but defense attorneys later said they were relieved he had. As the trial resumed, attorneys Peter Greenspun and Jonathan Shapiro wasted little time asserting themselves into the case once more. Before prosecutors could even introduce their first witness, Shapiro was on his feet objecting, unsuccessfully, but setting the day's tone. For his part, Mohammed sat quietly at the end of the defense table, his hand on his face. His cheek was noticeably swollen from what defense attorneys said was a toothache. Testimony today centered on events unrelated to the crime Mohammed is being tried for, the murder of Dean Myers at a Manassas, Virginia service station last October. Prosecutors are introducing other crimes Mohammed has been linked to in order to show jurors a pattern. They called on the owner of Sure Shot Auto Sales in Trenton, New Jersey, who testified Mohammed bought a 1990 Chevrolet Caprice after lying down inside the trunk to inspect it. Prosecutors believe the snipers fired many of their deadly shots from that vantage point. Jurors also heard from two other shooting victims, Kelly Adams, who survived a shooting at a Montgomery, Alabama liquor store in September 2002, and Mohammed Rashid, who was shot in front of a Brandywine, Maryland liquor store a week earlier. Prosecutors played a harrowing 911 tape in which Rashid can be heard moaning and telling the operator, "I'm dying." Prosecutors then brought in the other sniper suspect, Lee Boyd Malvo, for Rashid to identify. Rashid said, quote, "This guy is very, very similar to that guy," meaning his assailant. Malvo took a quick look at Mohammed as he left the courtroom. Malvo was brought in at the end of the day for another witness identification. Defense attorneys unsuccessfully objected, saying it was prejudicial. But they had more success when the judge sustained objections they made when prosecutors tried to introduce as evidence a recreation of the Maryland liquor store shooting. The judge scolded prosecutors for waiting until last week to stage the recreation, telling them they had had all year to prepare their case. It was a small victory for Mohammed, but one he likely would not have won on his own. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.